Wave 98.3 is CIWV-FM, 98.3 FM, Vancouver.
Dark and early on the coast. I'm Tara Jean, and here's what's making waves in Van City. So the BC Campaign Trail. All right, it's heating up today, and this is a unique day because all three major party leaders are going to participate in a radio debate later this morning. That televised debate is planned for next week. In sports, we got our Whitecaps hosting the Seattle Sounders tonight at BC Place, so it's going to get real busy downtown. Keep that in mind, even if you're not a soccer fan. Also, coming up on Friday, the look ahead. It's the Canucks' final preseason game at home against the Oilers. And then next week, Wednesday night, the Canucks are going to kick off their regular season, game one. It's at home at Rogers Arena against the Calgary Flames. And finally, that weather wonder, La Nina, it's on the way again. It's going to bring colder and much wetter weather for late fall and winter. And, you know, I think we've talked about this on the show before. They're saying so many trees are drought stricken. All the rain and even flooding coming could cause a lot of those trees to fall, and they could fall on power lines. Because of that, over the coming months, we're asked to prepare for power outages, maybe more than we would usually. And preparations, just to trigger some in you, they could involve portable phone chargers, keeping those handy, flashlights, and non-perishable food stores. And finally, wave weather. We're going to get a mix of sun and cloud today after the cloud burns off. Mornings with Tara Jean. The darker clouds, anyway. Today's high, 15 degrees. And right now, under a partly cloudy sky, at 555 West Georgia, it's 11.
There's no telling what we're gonna do. We're the only thing between me and you. Is love, sweet love, intoxicating. Honey, it will be shooting for you, baby. You never get enough to satisfy the craving for love. And me getting carried away together on a summer breeze. It's a touch of you on my skin that leaves me wanting more and more again and again. It's a feeling so
there's a mystery at BC Ferries this morning. Sounds like the 5:15, so a pretty early morning sailing here. It's still holding in dock while crews investigate a mechanical issue. Can you imagine if you're a mechanic at BC Ferries and you suddenly just get put into action? I don't know. I'd feel like a superhero, especially since mechanical issues are coming up a lot. And when they're fixed, we all celebrate and forget they ever happened, right? But this is an ongoing issue on this particular run, too. So Duke Point to Towson, that could eventually impact sailings from Towson to Duke Point. I'll stay on it and keep you updated. And shout out to those mechanics, yeah?
Tara Jean in the morning. Wave 98.3.
We would do anything for our kids. What parent wouldn't? I'm just glad they're still so young, so we can speak in code in front of them. But they must wonder why we're always camping.
Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
Transform your future with Kwantlen Polytechnic University, where the impossible becomes possible. Choose from over 140 programs in arts, business, design, health, science, and trades. Gain career-focused skills from industry-experienced faculty and turn your passion into a profession. Discover co-ops, practicums, and paid internships in select programs and graduate with real-world experience. Kwantlen Polytechnic University, where thought meets action. Learn more at kpu.ca.
Thank you.
In Vancouver, you're never far from the ocean. And you're always close to us. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
With Tijuana Dance. And are you a dog lover? There's this really cool research study that's been released out of France this week, and we're going to learn a little bit more about it later in the show, but I was just kind of unpacking it right now in the background. It seems like they've discovered that dogs, and I think we all know this, especially if you have a dog, they really can communicate with us. We can tell them things and they understand it. Sure, we're not going to talk about, you know, psychology or anything like that, or love or romance. Maybe you do and they just don't respond, but there are some ways that we communicate with dogs one-to-one. And this research study is kind of revealing at the guts of it that dogs are slower creatures, right? Their brains process things slowly. Compared to us humans, we can chatter on, we can process information and dialogue, you know, much quicker. But that's why these researchers believe that over time, dogs have taught us humans how to communicate with them in a way that works for them, in a way that's effective. And that means that we slow it right down. And that's why with dogs, we say, sit. stay, heal, right? You can't make it too much more complicated unless you really punch that one word they know. More on that dog study later in the show. It's kind of cool. And good morning to you and your pup. Or your cat. I'm a cat lover, so we don't need to fight about it. Wave 98.3. Madonna and Babyface.
Take a bow. The night is over. This masquerade is getting older. Lights are low. The curtain's down.
whenever I play Warren Hill, I'm often in the studio here at Wave 98.3 playing my air sax. But for some reason with Gimme Some, I was just like air bassing it. That's what I do for work. Isn't that silly? I'm just so privileged and blessed to be here with you guys. Thank you so much for being a part of this morning show. And I hope it's kicking off right for you. There's a lot going on in this world, so let's unpack a little. We won't get into it too deeply, but, you know, there's a lot of stuff to be aware of. What's making waves in our city? And it's politics, politics, and more politics right now, hey? This morning, for your interest, all three BC party leaders, the major parties, are going to debate on radio. But if you want to see their faces and really settle into that debate, the televised one is next week on Tuesday. BC's election is Saturday, October the 19th. In Ottawa, the Liberals have survived a second non-confidence vote that would have forced a snap election. The Conservatives' motion called for MPs, of course, to agree they've lost faith in Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. But I guess that's not the case because the Liberals were joined by the NDP and the Bloc Québécois in voting against it. Meanwhile, making waves internationally this morning, and yeah, this is a serious matter on a lot of hearts. The UN Security Council is holding an emergency meeting this morning over escalating tensions in the Middle East. Lots of worry there about a broader scale war. In sports, okay, who's going to the Whitecaps game tonight? A lot of you, I think. It's a big Vancouver versus Seattle game. That's at BC Place at 7:30. And finally, for Wednesdays, October. We're in October now, October the 2nd. Wave weather. It's going to be cloudy this morning, sun and cloud later, and a high of 16 degrees. Mornings with Tara Jean. And right now at 5:55 West Georgia, it's 11. And still to come this hour, I'm gonna squeeze on some Elton John for us, for our pleasure. I'll also tell you about a surprise performance Elton gave yesterday and why we're all gonna wish we were there.
True. Though you
98.3.
Tara Jean, 641 on our Wednesday. How we doing in East Van this morning? I know the Hastings Sunrise neighborhood has been in the dark since shortly before 2 a.m. And when the power goes out in the middle of the night, and at first, you don't know why, and it can be kind of creepy. That's kind of what happened there. Power went out again just before 2 o'clock, and it's still out this hour. So nearly 800 hydro customers are impacted. And again, we're talking about the Hastings Sunrise neighborhood, south side of Hastings. And I also, too, want to just shout out the dedicated Wave listener from that hood who's had no power since 2 o'clock and was, they told me on the text line that they were kind of nervous for a few hours, so they didn't didn't get much sleep. But now, as they start their day, they're listening to The Wave on a traditional radio instead of streaming online, because sometimes you just got to take it old school. Am I right? Hey, and with that, the Guess Who is up next.
Get ready to kick back and soak up the vibes, because Craft Beer Week is back for more laid-back fun, November 1st to November 15th. Take part in 2 weeks of easygoing celebration, highlighting craft breweries around the North Shore. And on November 15th, cap off the festivities with a wrap-up party at the Pipe Shop. Get your tickets early. Grab your friends and mark your calendars for Craft Beer Week, November 1st to November 15th, on Vancouver's North Shore. Enjoy responsibly. Must be legal drinking age.
Experience all the greatest hits of Andrew Lloyd Webber in Music of the Night, the concert tour. This celebrated national tour features iconic songs from 10 of Andrew Lloyd Webber's incredible musicals, including Phantom of the Opera, The Vita, Cats, Jesus Christ Superstar, and more. Coming to the Lower Mainland this month with stops in Vancouver, Surrey, New West, Delta, and the Fraser Valley. Tickets are selling fast, so don't wait. Get your tickets today at musicofthenight.live.
Respectful is cool.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Sir Elton John and Dua Lipa. That was Cold Heart on Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe. And hey, yesterday, even though, Elton is formally retired, he gave a surprise performance in New York City. It was part of the U.S. premiere of his new documentary at the New York Film Festival. And the documentary, if you haven't heard about it, it's based on his personal life and his career. It's definitely a bit of a retrospective. It's called Elton John, Never Too Late. And since we all love Elton, you might be pleased to know as well that he says he's getting quite personal, although he's never really struggled with that part. But, he says he has never felt happier than he does right now. There's nothing missing from his life. He's got humility, he says, gratitude, faith, family, friends, and fans. And, I'm thinking too, of course he had a period in his life where he kept a lot of secrets, but he's living his full life now. And Never Too Late, by the way, this new Elton John doc, it's going to be in theaters come November and then streaming on Disney Plus in December. I almost said Merry Christmas. Too soon. Way too soon. Little cloudy but sour. We actually just dropped to 9 degrees, so bundle up. Sun coming later, though. And here's Les Sabler. This one's called Crescent City Strut on Wave 98.3. Good morning.
broadcasting in HD for the best listening experience. This is CIWVFM at 98.3 FM HD1. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
7 o'clock on the coast. My name's Tara Jean, and here's what's making waves in Van City. So on the BC campaign trail, keeps heating up here ahead of the election later this month, the 19th, by the way. And all three major BC party leaders are going to participate in a radio debate this morning. Love to hear it. If you want to see the televised debate, it's planned for next week. In sports, we got the Whitecaps hosting the Seattle Sounders. That's a big game tonight at BC Place. Have fun if you're going. And if you're not, get ready for a busy one downtown. Also, coming up on Friday night, keeping with sports, the Canucks' final preseason game at home against the Oilers. And then next week, we're going to get serious. So Wednesday night, Rogers Arena, the Canucks are going to kick off their regular season with a big old game against the Calgary Flames. Let's take them down, boys. And finally, hey, this is a bit of weather news. So, you know, La Nina, it's on the way again. It's going to bring to us, according to predictions anyway, much colder and wetter weather than we're used to for late fall and winter. And then with so many, and we've been talking about this, with so many drought-stricken trees, especially in areas like the Sunshine Coast, all this coming rain or even the coming flooding could cause a lot of those trees to fall down. And when they do, they could fall down on power lines. So BC Hydro really wanting to spread the word that over the coming months, we should be prepared for power outages, maybe more than usual. Preparations could involve, and I mean, we know these things too, portable phone chargers, keep them handy, keep them charged, flashlights with batteries, and of course, keeping access to some non-perishable foods. And finally, actual wave weather for today. It's a mix of sun and cloud and a high of 15 degrees. And actually, let's get more specific. It's kind of cloudy this morning, and it feels like it's going to rain, but it's not in the forecast. Although, we could be surprised. That mix of sun and cloud definitely on the way, though. Right now at 555 West Georgia, it's 9 degrees.